الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, beloved youth, the listeners of Radio Al Ansar, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal and we have heard several lectures, read various books on the topic of Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's talk, brothers, sisters, children, the topic is Fiqhu Sirah, the lessons one should derive from the Mubarak life of the Master Habib Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and we believe prior to the Mubarak Milad and birth of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certain extraordinary events took place which we call Irhas. I-R-H-A-S. I'll just mention three because of time constraint. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, the hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, Ana da'watu Ibrahim. I am as a result of the dua of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, reconstructed the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. After the completion, they made dua. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasula. O beloved Allah, amongst them, the people of Makkah Mukarrama, send your final messenger and Nabi. Lo and behold, the dua of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is accepted. Wa bushra Isa. Isa alayhi salatu salam was the last messenger for the Israelites and he informed them, after me, the final and last messenger alayhi salatu salam will come and he will be the global international messenger. Wa mubashiram bi rasuliyati min ba'di ismuhu Ahmad. And that messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name will be Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, do we ever analyze, reflect on the Mubarak names of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla wa ala praise him the most in the entire creation and universe. Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is that noble personality who praises Almighty Allah jalla wa ala the most. Ana da'watu Ibrahim wa bushra Isa wa ra'at ummi annahu kharaja minha noor. The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak has still not taken place. The Master alayhi salatu salam is still to make his advent here into this world. But the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable mother Sayyida Amina sees noor, effulgence and radiance emanating from her. She is in Makkah Mukarrama and she sees the noor and effulgence right there in Biladu Sham, right there in Syria, in Jordan and Palestine. So all this we call Irhas. That are the extraordinary signs prior to the birth Mubarak of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, Prior to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Mubarak birth, the incident of Ashabul Fil, the elephants, took place. Many of us, alhamdulillah, have been for Umrah and Hajj, and Allah Ta'ala take us again and again to the Haramain Sharifain and protect the Haramain Sharifain and Majlul Aqsa. When you travel and go to Mina, between Mina and Muzdalifah, even today, you will see there is a vacant land, a small strip of land. Neither is that part of Mina, neither is that part of Muzdalifah. He, Abraha, because of jealousy and envy, he said, why are thousands and millions of people going to Makkah Mukarramah? So he wanted people to come to Sana'a, there to Yemen, and he wanted, Allah forbid, to decimate and demolish and abolish the Baytullah. He came with his huge, huge elephants right there, right to the Haram area between Mina and Muzdalifah. And they, Almighty Allah, used the tiny little creation, the Ababil, and they decimated, destroyed these very big, big elephants. So all this to tell the people, remember, an extraordinary event is going to take place, and that is Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's birth Mubarak is going to take place. We see in the Persian Empire, there, where for 1,000 years, the light was burning. Lo and behold, that Monday when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak takes place, we find that that light is extinguished and the radiance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, and that will envelope and that will take over the whole world. So these are the lessons of fiqh Husira. We learn prior to the Mubarak birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at the time of the Master alayhi salatu salam's birth. Oh brothers, sisters of Islam, we know so many things about this world. If someone has to ask us, who are the murdi'at, the honorable ladies who breastfed the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what will we say? Remember, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam was breastfed by 4 honorable ladies. Number one, the Honorable Mother Sayyida Amina. Second one was Sayyida Halima Sa'adiyya radiallahu anha. If you go towards Ta'if and you cross Ta'if, beyond Ta'if, you will find the Banu Sa'ad tribe. So she came and hailed from that part of the world. The people were always looking for a rich family so they could receive big recompense and salary for breastfeeding their baby. She looked for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she said, never mind, this honorable baby will bring a lot of barakah. When they left Makkah Mukarramah, going towards Ta'if and the Banu Sa'ad area, she started overtaking everybody, although it was the same means of conveyance. Then the people asked her and her family, that have you changed your means of conveyance? She said, no, the markab is the same, but the raqib, the honorable personality here with me, he has come. So therefore, inna lahu la sha'an. He has such great azmat and rank and status. That status was recognized already the day when they were taking the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for breastfeeding right that side to Ta'if and beyond. Imagine the Master alayhi salatu salam's rank was already recognized by Sayyida Halima Sa'diyah at that time. The third lady was Suwayba. Who is Suwayba, brothers? She came to Abu Lahab and gave the great tidings. There's an addition in the family. The Master sallallahu alayhi salam is born. She was the female slave of Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab is dispatched to Jahannam, Quran says. He set her free there and then, because of the Bisharat and the glad tidings. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala loved this action of his Abu Lahab so much, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, that because of that, takhfif takes place. For him, certain amount of punishment. The punishment continues, but it is reduced because of this act of his. Who is the fourth lady, oh brothers, sisters of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? For us, we were born in apartheid. We saw the dismantling of apartheid. Take this lesson to the world and teach the world who breastfed Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An African lady, dark in complexion, her name Baraka, her kunya Agnuman Umme Ayman, and she breastfed Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many of us are prepared to tell this to our maids, our employees, our master, Habibullah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was breastfed by an African lady, dark looking in complexion. Who was she? When the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam met her subsequently, he would address her and say, Ummi ba'da ummi, you are my foster mother after my biological mother. Look at the respect the master alayhi salatu salam granted her. Look at the demise, what happened. Open Sahih Muslim, you will find it. The master alayhi salatu salam's demise takes place also in the month of Rabiul Awwal in the 11th year of the Hijrah. And she's weeping, sobbing, crying. The master alayhi salatu salam has left this world. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Shaykhain radiyallahu anhumah, it is our unanimous belief they were the greatest people to walk on this earth after all the Anbiya messengers alayhimu salatu wasalam. They came to her, to Umm Ayman, the lady whose name was Baraka. She was weeping so much that they, Shaykhain, also started crying, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Ya Umm Ayman, is not the master alayhi salam gone to a better place? She says, yes. He's gone to a better place, then why you cry so much? Listen to the answer, oh brothers, sisters, oh listeners of Radio Al-Ansar. The African lady, the murdi'a and the foster mother of the master alayhi salatu salam says, إِنَّ الْوَحْيَ قَدِنْ قَطَعَ. I don't cry because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away only. Nay, for that also I'm crying. But while the master alayhi salam was alive, there was a link between the arsh and the farsh, between the heavens and the earth. And with the demise of the master alayhi salatu salam, that link is broken forever. We will not receive verses of the noble Quran now. My love for the Nabi, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so intense, and my love for the message of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so great. Where do we stand? Take the message of the African lady and spread it to Africa and the whole world. Go on and learn the lessons of fiqh sirah, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then goes for business, and he goes to Syria. Then Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha has an employee. His name is Maysara. He explains to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha that this personality is so noble, a man of integrity and honesty. His akhlaq and character, his manners and morals are beyond description. She is so impressed. The master alayhi salatu salam is 25 years old. She is 40 years old. The proposal comes from Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha to Habibullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who proposed for who? She, a lady who was one of the richest ladies in Makkah Mukarrama, is proposing for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was a yatim, who belonged at that time. Yatim means when you are a minor, you are a yatim. After you attain the age of puberty, then you're no more yatim in Islam. You're no more an orphan. My brothers, let us bring this to our society, our Indian society, and see if somebody has to propose for, I say, I am proposing to you for my daughter, for my sister. In our Mehman society, pakoro chunasi, ita panjo nakkapi vajya. It cut our nose to pieces. What will we say, O Indians? Hamare naak kaat diya. This is our Indian custom. It has no place in Islam. Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam. When Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam left Egypt and he entered into Madian, Surah 28 verse 24, he made dua. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. Ya Allah, I'm in a foreign land. I don't know anybody. I don't have shelter, I don't have food, I don't have anything, Ya Allah. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Ya Allah, arrange for me every good that you are sending down. I'm in need of it, Ya Allah. There were two ladies there, one side, and they required water. He asked them, why are you waiting here? They said, wa abuna shaykhun kabir. He's very, very old, our father. So we are waiting for the men to go. He filled their buckets, everything up. They went home early. Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam, according to the Mufassirin and commentators, it was his daughters. He told them, call him. Sisters, brothers, we in the month of Rabiul Awwal and December, we know Durban is a place where millions of people will flock to. Allah speaks of haya. When Sayyida Safura radiallahu anha came to call Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, her gait, G-A-I-T, her style of walking, Allah jalla wa ala praised it so much. Tamshi al-istihya, she walked so bashfully. She walked with so much haya and shame and modesty. Where is our haya, our shame, our modesty, more so now during the holiday period? Think of it. They suggested to the father, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam, Ya abatis ta'ajirhu. Oh father, respected, honorable father, employ him. The wisdom of a Nabi, the wisdom of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam. He said, employing is afterwards. Inni uridu an unkihaka ihdabnatayya hatain. I want you, oh Nabi Musa alayhi salam, you get married to one of my two daughters. The proposal came from who? Think about what Anbiya used to do and where we are. Go on with fiqh seerah. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam and sahaba, a small group, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an and others, they were called the hunafa. What were the hunafa? When they saw their people, that they are worshipping the idols, they are drinking alcohol, they are murdering their own daughters, they are committing vices like one cannot believe, they stayed away from all this. They led such a life of pureness and totally chaste. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. The Master alayhi salatu salam would go to Ghari Hira. Why Ghari Hira, brothers? From there, the Master alayhi salam could see the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. And then, at the age of 40, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam comes, Iqra. And after the revelation, the revolution started. The Master alayhi salatu salam was called As-Sadiqul Amin. You are the most truthful. You are the most honest. We give you and entrust you with our trust and amanat. But when the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the oneness and uniqueness of Almighty Allah, then the revolution started. Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, all of them remember against the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything started from Ghari Hira, the dusty cave. And where did it go to? It reached South Africa. It reached South America. It reached every part of the world. Everything started from there. Now let us go back to fiqh seerah and see what was Nabi alayhi salatu salam doing in Makkah. The Master alayhi salatu salam in the initial stages was inviting the people, but it was done very, very discreetly. Then the day came, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala embraces Islam, where Safa Marwa is. You will find there at Safa, in the olden days, now because of the construction, you won't see it. Where Safa is, there was a house, and that was known as Dar-e Arqam, the house of Arqam radiallahu ta'ala an. That was the first madrasa. That was the first institution in Islam. Who is the teacher? The Master alayhi salatu salam. Who are the students? The Sahaba radiallahu anh. Who is, what is the curriculum and syllabi? The Quran Kareem and the Sunnah. And then they migrated to Medina Munawwara. Then the madrasa expanded. Now they have a hostel that is Ashab-e-Suffa. the poor companions, staying, boarding, lodging right inside the masjid. And all this continues. Today is Jumu'ah. Read Surah Jumu'ah, Surah 62, verse 2. And learn Seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. The Master alayhi salatu salam is teaching them how to recite the Quran correctly. Wa yuzakkihim, purifying them internally and externally. Internally from the pride, arrogance, rancor, malice, hatred. Externally from kufr and shirk. And then we find wa yuallimuhumul kitaba wal hikmah, teaching them the Quran and the Sunnah. The best of teachers, the best of places, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, the best curriculum. Who will take the examination? Allah says in Surah Hujurat, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Almighty Allah took their imtihan. These are the students of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Did they pass? They pass, my brothers, with flying colors and distinction. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةُ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them is forgiveness. For them is magnificent reward. Time came to confer certificate upon them. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Almighty Allah is pleased with them. They are pleased with Almighty Allah. Now let us bring all this in our lives. My brothers and sisters in Islam, you know what is happening in today's world. The people in America today, remember, they contact us. Some of them are thinking of migrating because they feel Trump has come in and he will be the next president. I mention it on air. Oh, Muslims throughout the world, we have the Trump card, not Donald Trump. How come we have the Trump card? Who is Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala? Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Almighty Allah is the effulgence and the radiance in the heavens, in the earth. Everything you see is a manifestation of the sign of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. You saw last month the super moon. Subhanallah, it was Fajr time. And when I went 4:30 in the morning and I saw that moon, Subhanallah, the super moon. So remember, it was such a sign and symbol of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Secondly, who is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? قَدْ جَاكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Noor. Remember that he is that personality who Almighty Allah sent to take the people out from the Noor, from the darkness towards the Noor. Read the beginning of Surah 14. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the people out from the darknesses in which they were groping in and brought them towards the light of Islam. Me and you, we are in this country for more than 150 years. Each one of us, ask ourselves, how many people did we speak to about Islam? Our non-Muslims, business people, our neighbors, our employees, that is the mission and message of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran Sharif is Noor. قَدْ جَاكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Then Quran Sharif is Noor. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. Allah revealed upon you that Noor, so that you take it and remember, spread it to the whole world. O Muslim, O Muslimah, who are we? Just now I translated the khutbah of Sheikh Usama Khayyat. He mentioned the same verse. He said, O Muslim, what do you have? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Allah has opened our hearts and bosoms and filled it with nur. So take that nur and effulgence and radiance and spread it to the whole world. Why are we so apologetic? Why do we suffer from such an inferiority complex? Why do we think that the West is the best? Why do we think that white is right? We have the haq, but we suffer from that apartheid mentality. No, brothers, take this Islam. The continent of Africa is waiting. Let me just share with you, I got 1 minute left. Two incidents. Ramadan time, I was in South America. Whole of Uruguay, 4 million people. There is not a single masjid in Uruguay. How many of us South Africans, you got so much uplang money? Tell me why you can't go to Uruguay and put up a masjid there? Our brothers from Lens, 3 families, they went to Argentina in Mar del Plata with their own money, no collection. And they put up a masjid there. I was there in 2014, I was there in 2016. Subhanallah, go and see in Argentina. The government of Argentina is so impressed. When they give out the information to the tourists, they even mention that masjid that was built by South Africans in Mar del Plata. The world is waiting for us. Remember, brothers, we as South Africans, we have a unique position. Our ulama, our brothers, our sisters have made such sacrifice. They left their country of their birth and they gone there. They didn't know a word of Spanish. Today they're translating the works of our great ulama from Urdu, Arabic and other languages into Spanish. If we want to do something for Islam, then we can do much, my brothers. Otherwise, we can just sit as spectators and just comment and pass, you know, side remarks. It's not going to help us. I conclude with the poetry of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah. This is what's going to happen to you, me and all of us. Remember, it is inevitable. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْهُولُ. How many kafan are being washed every day, O Muslim? But where are we? Remember, we're so busy in our market and we're wondering how's the rand and dollar and euro performing. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْهُولُ. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug every day? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. And the person going to the grave, you and me, we are deceived by the occasions of joy and happiness. Today is my son's nikah. Tomorrow is my daughter's walima. After 1 year already, we're preparing for the aqiqah. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ وَهُوَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? My health is excellent. My business is flourishing. And very soon you will be history. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala make our khatima on iman. May Almighty Allah increase our love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Almighty Allah use us for his deen throughout the world. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.